I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Is there a significant difference between old world bugs and new world bugs?
Oh, sure. Zoologically, the Earth is divided into realms, and we live in the Nearctic realm, which is North America, which sort of dribbles down the sides of Mexico. The affinities of insects in North America are very similar to those in Europe. The affinities of Eastern North American beetles are clearly with that of Europe, but also Eastern Asia. There are species found in Appalachian Mountains that have their nearest relatives either in the Pacific Northwest and or Eastern Asia, which is an indication of these belts of forest that persisted across the North American continent. And of course, up until several thousand years ago, much of northeastern North America was uninhabitable. It was all covered by a sheet of ice. That's one of the phenomena that people are looking at in terms of how did that affect insect distributions today, like periodical cicadas and other species. But then we also have our own endemic species as well, things that clearly developed here. Southern Florida is full of Southern Florida endemics that only are found in that little pocket in southeastern United States. They might get as far north as Georgia. Some of them might trickle up through sandhill areas all the way up to New Jersey. On the very southern tip of Florida, you have species that are primarily Caribbean in characteristics. One of the things that's fascinated me about living and working in Virginia is that it's just this wonderful melding of northern and southern insect faunas. You have this boreal element, insects that are primarily northern or Canadian that reach their southernmost distribution through the Appalachian Mountains. And then you have southeastern or austral species that get all the way up to coastal Virginia. So you've got this mixture of both. And so for me, trying to become familiar with insects of eastern North America, Virginia is a fantastic place to start because you've got this mixture of both of them in a very large state.
Englishmen, would they have seen bugs that they thought they were acquainted with in England?
Well, I think they appreciated the differences, and they gave them common names that were based on things that they knew from home. I mean, if you think about the colloquial name for periodical cicadas, they're called locusts because they were familiar with the plagues of biblical times, and the only experience they had with any insect like that at all were grasshoppers, locusts, and so they dubbed the original periodical cicadas locusts. Some of the scientific names of the first North American insects I've always thought were interesting. One of the striped June beetles, Polyphylla occidentalis. If you're looking at the North American fauna, here's a species that's restricted to eastern United States. And of course, occidentalis means western, but that species was the first one described outside of Europe. Another example is Daisy Mutilla occidentalis, which is the cow killer, the velvet ant. Similar species were familiar to the Europeans, but this was the first one described outside of Europe, far west of Europe. Occidentalis now seems a little out of place for something only known from eastern North America, but there you have it.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.